Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tav Kuf. So the basic idea here is that when you go ahead and you salt many together, it has an appearance of kovesh, even though you're not actually doing kavisha, but it has an appearance of it, and it's okay l'tzorech ochal nefesh. Another reason that they gave, the Rishonim gave, for not going ahead and salting tznon is that it's nira kema'abed, even though midoraisa ain ibud ba'ochlin, there's no such thing as ibud is on the skins, where you go ahead and toughen up the skins and things like that with salting, part of the tanning process. But when you go ahead and you do it with many radishes, it has that appearance. Once again, you do one at a time, then all would allow that. But when doing, let's say, four or five at a time, a bunch of radishes at a time, then there's this machlokes brought down here in the Rama. Sifches. Even though hotzah was permitted on Yom Tov, afilu shelo l'tzorech, even though hotzah does not require a mamish a tzorech Yom Tov in the sense it doesn't have to be done b'simchas Yom Tov, it just has to be done for something during the day. It has to be some tzorech ma'at for that day. It can't be for after. You can't do the hotzah for after Yom Tov, but basically, for all needs, even minimal needs, that's what he means. Shalol tzara, it doesn't have to be mamish tzarech. Low. Bisa masos gedolos kederashu osu v'chol. So even though you're allowed to go ahead and you're allowed to carry for whatever basic needs you have, even if it's not mamish tzarech ochal nefesh, still, if you're carrying on Yom Tov, you should not carry big, huge packages when you're doing this hotzah, when you're doing this carrying Elat Tzorech Hashanos. Rather, what you have to do is you have to do some type of shinui, some type of change in the way you ordinarily would carry these things. And he says, okay, now, obviously we're talking about a situation where he can go ahead and do some type of shinui. We'll see when we get to Sif Yud, what would be the story if you can't do some type of shinui. So what do you do? Ketzad. He's going to give examples now. Hamevi kade yayin mimakayim le makayim. If someone goes ahead and he transports containers of wine from one place to another place, lo yiviyem besal, he should not transport them in a basket, ubekupa, or in a box. Laseis lasocha arba ochamisha kadim, so that he could transport four or five at once. What should he do? Eli yivim el al ksefo o lefanav. But rather, what he should do is he should transport them on his shoulder or in front of him. Echad o shnayim. Okay, one or two, as opposed to four or five, and he carries them in front of him or on his shoulder. The muchach shel tzorach yom tov evim should be done in a way that it's clear that he's carrying him like he's bringing it to the table for yom tov, but or for some use on yom tov, but he should not be carrying him in a way that like he's transporting a huge amount, even if he's going to drink four or five bottles. Sif katan chav ches lo yevim besal, should not bring it in a basket. Afilu tzorach shel tzorach yom tov, even if he's going to drink it all that day. Umashma me avodes hakodesh, and he says mashma from avodes hakodesh daafilu im yirtze. It's mashma that even if he wants to go ahead and litain b'toch hasal rak shnayim gam kein aser du ud v'chol. It's mashma even if he wants to put two, but he's doing it in a basket, right? That would be aser. V'esha the shulchan aruch sever gam kein hachi. And it's possible that the Shulchan Aruch also held that way. He took a more classic example. In other words, the Shulchan Aruch here goes from one extreme to the other extreme. He goes from carrying one or two not in a basket to carrying four or five in a basket. So the truth is he leaves out the case of two in a basket. So from the Avodas HaKodesh, it's pretty clear that if you want to put even two in a basket, you shouldn't do that. You should do it on your shoulder or in front of you. So it says it could be the Shulchan Aruch agrees to that as well. Definitely unclear from the Shulchan Aruch. Now we go back to the Rama, The Rama says, the dafka kishemolichan mimakom lemakom. When is this asr? This is asr only when he's taking it from one place to another place. Aval mizavis lizavis. If it's from one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, oh, mibayis labayis bo'os achatzer, or from even from one home to another home in the same yard, shari b'cholinyon, that would be okay, and you could even carry it in a basket. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Mimakom lemakom, haynu b'mevo'os, t'shchichi b'rabim, meaning, you know, you're supposed to take it from one place to another place through streets and things like that with a lot of people, because then it's mechsei k'uvda b'chol. Then it looks like you are doing weekday-like activity. But within the chatzer, from home to home, that does not look like a weekday activity. Sif katan lamid, shari b'chol inyan, when it's within the same yard or within the same room, you can move it in one basket, four or five, and he says, "Afilu yoseh me'arba b'chamisha kadim." Even if it's more than four or five kadim, ba'adaraba, and just the opposite, yoseh tov hu laholi charbe biyachad. It would be better to take a lot together mishiolech ma'at ma'at than from going ahead and taking it one by one, because then yitzarech laharbos behiloch, because you have to go ahead and walk more. In other words, in terms of the overall tircha, there's more tircha in going back and forth and making many trips. If you just have to lift something heavy and you want it, okay, for yontif, you want to just lift something heavy, so go ahead and do it, as long as it doesn't have the appearance of chol. And the only time it has the appearance of chol is when you're doing mamish, like a delivery, like you're doing it and you're carrying it through a busy street, not in your own yard. Carry it out onto the main street. Again, it doesn't sound like it has to mamish be a rishus harabim, but once you already are carrying it out into the street, of the public street, and to another house via that public street, or out to the public street itself, that would obviously be problematic, and that's where you should better carry it in front of you. Not better, that's what you should do, carry it in front of you or on your shoulders and not in a basket. Sif tes. Hamolich es hateben lo yashil es hakupa la'acharav ella notla b'yado. Someone who goes ahead and he is transporting straw, hay, he should not go ahead and put it in a box and carry it over on his back. Ella notla b'yado, rather he should hold it in his hand. Look at the Mishnah Berura, la'acharov, kam kein mitam da'avi k'uvda d'chol. Also, because that has the appearance, or it is a weekday-like activity for him to go ahead and carry it that way, the way he normally would carry it during the week, over his back. Rather, he should go ahead and transport this teven in his hand, in front of him. The idea, once again, being a person has to go ahead and operate differently than the way he would normally carry different packages. So this way, it wouldn't be ke'uvda de'chol. We move weiter, right? That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Laman alaf achar gam kein mitam de'uvda de'chol. Also ke'uvda de'chol. Sif yud. Chei masos shedarchon lisa oson b'mot. Yisa osan al gabo me'acharav. So he says, and also packages that are commonly transported by, let's say, a pole, should be transported on one's back. Mishadarcha lisa osan me'acharav, and those that the derech is to carry on his back, yisa osan al ksefo, he should count, he should carry it on his shoulder. Mishadarcha linase al kasef, and that which a person has, it's a derech to go ahead and carry it on his shoulder, then he should yiso son be under the fun of. He should transport it by carrying it in his hand in front of him. O yifrosh aleihem beged v'chol chayotze b'zeh mishinui ha-masa. Or he should just spread a garment over the top or something similar to go ahead and show and constitute a deviation, a shinui, that would make it permissible so it would not have that uvda d'chol type appearance. And he goes, "Shezimein harbe ofim." And if it's impossible, because he went ahead and he invited a lot of guests, and he has to really do it quickly and take it in the most efficient way, he can go ahead and he can act in and do this and carry and transport in the normal way. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Once again, calls there all these different switches is once again kedei l'shanos to change it from mitarachol the way it's done during the week. Amid gimel, and one of those approaches is yifrosh aleihem beged. You put a cloth on the items. Umayi the masos yiveshos. We're talking about dry packages to go in peros ukai gavna, like peros, like produce. Obi yain lo shayach lemizga lemigzar. Okay, the migzar. Shema Yischot, or wine already that's no concern that it might you might squeeze out and be over Schita, the aim is Schitasa Mishum. Okay. Libun Kimavuar Basiman Shin Yutes. That when you have wine and there's maybe a concern that if some of it gets squozen out, it's going to make the beged red. You don't have to worry because there is no libun with wine. Aval the mayim ain lifros beged me lamala. But if you're talking about water, you should not go ahead and spread a beged above, right above you when you're carrying the water. Because the concern is lo yipo b'mayim, so that water might not spill the yabo libei shchita, and it will come to possibly be seichet. What schita? Not schita of the, not schita of the water from the water bottle, or the water from the container, or the wine container. We're not talking about that schita. We're talking about the schita that's part of libun. That's a tolda of libun. You're not allowed to squeeze out a garment, and if part of that is not having water, okay, water is also a problem of soaking any cloth with water. As Xera Shema Yavo Lide Srita. Srita of the Libun type, not Srita of the Dush, where you're squeezing the fruit out, but rather when you're squeezing the cloth out. Now, there are Man de Amrim that actually, if you remember from Shulchan Aruch way back when, that there's no concern for Libun when redness is left and poured onto the garment, and therefore there's no concern. So again, that's the whole basic insight here, that the only concern we have here is the concern of possible libun, and the concern of libun is dafka by water and not by wine. Now the truth is there might be actual libun but with wine, even if there are mefarshim that learn that way, but they all agree that the gzeira that you're going to go ahead and actually squeeze it out is not going to be there by wine like there is by water. I ain't shum back there, as we said in Shin Yud Tes Sif Yud. We move weiter. Sif Katan Lamed Dalid. So we had seen where the Shulchan Aruch had said that if it's impossible, because you invited a lot of guests and you have to move quickly, then you can go ahead and carry a lot, many, okay, packages, and do it in the proper way, in the normal way, in the whole way, because you have to get it done. So that's what he says. Okay, it could be any other reason you can't go ahead and do a shinui, like you don't have a beged to cover it. For whatever reason, you can't do a shinui. So there'll be a heter. You can't go ahead and do the shinui. And you actually need to get it done. So he says, Lamed Hay, the Sarah Lamahar, and you have to go ahead and do it quickly. But so the low mark is also Kadako, you will have name of Harry Yosef. obvious part here is that if you do it the normal way, it will go, it will move quicker. Same thing back there in Sifches. We're talking about in Kupos, we're talking about carrying in boxes, let's say wine and things like that. Gamkein dina hachi. Also, the same would apply. In Zimain Harbe Archim, the Tsarach Labi, the Meir, if you invite a lot of guests and you have to get the bottles there, you'd be able to take in boxes, even four or five bottles or more, because you need it for the Archim, and would be able to be done, even where normally would be us and Amy taking it out across the street, from one house to another house, you know, across the public street. Guests here could even be people from the same city. It means people that you invite to your house. And back to the Shulchan Aruch, the last line in Yud, Bamedvar Mamurim Benosei Ala Adam, Abal Agabe Behema, Lo Yaviklad. So this is all when he's carrying, the person's carrying on himself. But to carry it on a Behema, that you should not do at all. Hatam Ayin Lael, Simon Tuf Tzadihe, Sif Gimel, Hu Mishnah Rurasham, where there it was clear that the opinion of the Ramah that on Yom Tov, a person is not mitzuva on Shisas Behemto, and even so, it's Asur Midrabanan to go ahead and to carry things out on the behemoths, and not just from Rishus to Rishus, even within the Chatzer, in order that you don't go ahead and do like you normally do with Chol, with your behema, or because we're not Mishtamesh and Balei Chayim B'Yom Tov like on Shabbos, and those that are Cholek, that hold that even on Yom Tov, a person is Mitzuva on Shvisas Behemtem, then it's going to be Asur Min HaTorah, obviously, to be motzi masos mirishus, mirishus from one rishus to the other rishus. We are moving now weiter, sif yud aleph, ein mevi'im etzim, lo bechevel, the lo bekupa, the lo bemachzeles. A person is usher to go ahead and to transport by rope in a box or in a mat, but it can be go ahead and carried. Aval maybe the mitpachas u becheiko. So wood, aim to be an etzim. Wood cannot be carried by rope in a box or in a mat, but it can be transported in some type of kerchief or near his chest. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Lamed Zayin. Ein mevi'in etzim. Ritzonei leimar afilu mimkaimais hamutarin lahavi. This is true even from the places where you're allowed to go ahead and bring, like we saw. Afilu hachi lo yevi'im keruchim b'chevel shlo yasu kedarka b'chol. Even so, you should not bring him, okay, wrapped up like you do during the, or tied together with the rope, so that you don't go ahead and do it the way you do it during the week. Ad Kan.